I just spent the last 3 hours at Hannah's high school. I was expecting this whole flashback scenario. Nothing. I don't recognize high school anymore. Who are those people?
Did Hannah have any conflicts with other students?
Counselor's friends all say Hannah's a good girl. No trouble, smart, high GPA. Doesn't date. There are no boys in the picture, which is weird.
Why?
Because she's a little hottie-totty, and little hottie-totties always have a guy. What is that?
The evidence from Barnes' laptop. Man, this guy took a lot of photos.
LAPD threat assessment unit. One moment. Can I help you?
I'd like to speak to Lieutenant Beth Davis.
Your name? Perry.
Am I interrupting?
This is so wrong. How does this not violate his probation?
It's not defined in his paperwork. I mean, technically, he can take all the personal photos he wants in a public setting. Are we sure Barnes is our guy?
What do you mean?
According to his original arrest report, Barnes was a kindly neighbor. He let the local girls play in his yard, even bought them a trampoline. Until one day, he drugged the girl's lemonade and raped her.
So he doesn't like confrontation.
So why break into a house? I mean, it seems too brazen. Pedophiles are like addicts. Rarely do they change their M.O.s.
That was forensics. None of Barnes' shoes were a match for the blueprint in the McCoy's flower bed.
I'm telling you, I mean, this Barnes is a bad dude, but... Is he the guy we're looking for? Hannah said someone was following him. Someone in a hoodie, size 10 and a half boot. He sat in a treehouse watching. Do we have pictures of the house from the tree's point of view?
The tree's point of view? Is the tree a suspect?
Is this the hostility you were talking about?